For some, the wave of suicides at France Télécom reveals the downsides of the scramble to stay competitive amid the pressures of globalization and the recent economic downturn. More than 40 France Télécom employees have taken their lives since 2008. Unions say that includes a dozen suicides this year alone. The probe by the Paris prosecutor's office follows a court complaint filed by the Union Solidaire Unitaire Démocratique, also known as SUD. Union lawyer Jean-Paul Tessonnière blamed working conditions at the company for the suicides. Tessonnière described France Télécom's management as pathogenic. He called the work situation extremely dangerous. He said all the red lights were blinking, pointing to disaster. Sud and other critics claim France Télécom used extremely coercive methods to lay off 22,000 workers between 2006 and 2008. Much of the company has been privatized in recent years, but many workers are civil servants, and it's very difficult to lay them off in France. Tessonnière claims that since it couldn't fire many workers, France Télécom created miserable working conditions to force them to leave. In extreme cases, employees took their lives. A February report by the French Labor Inspector's Office linked 14 France Télécom suicides directly to the company's management practices. The suicides and apparent difficult working conditions appear in stark contrast to France's reputation of having some of the most generous working benefits in the world. While France's famous 35-hour work week is no longer compulsory, many French workers still enjoy what amounts to a 7-hour day, and many have weeks of paid vacation each year. But a 2005 study by the World Health Organization also found France has a higher suicide rate than any other Western nation. France Télécom denies its management practices have led to the suicides. It has about 102,000 employees and says its suicide rate is about average for a company its size.
Il va falloir examiner pour chacun des cas.
France Télécom lawyer Claudia Chemarin told French television that each suicide will be examined individually. She said that under no condition can it be claimed that there was an organized policy that led to them. In March, France Télécom's new boss, Stéphane Richard, outlined ways the company planned to improve employee working conditions.
Ces personnes, elles doivent être prises en charge par l'entreprise.
Richard said France Télécom would initiate periodic meetings with the company's health staff and set up new workspaces where employees could gather during their breaks. He said that forced transfers of staff, which critics say demoralized workers, would be applied only in exceptional circumstances. France Télécom is not the only French company grappling with employee suicides, but because of the numbers of employee deaths and the media attention they have attracted, critics say France Télécom's problems have emerged as a warning story about the downsides of valuing productivity and growth over employee well-being. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.